Well, good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Rose, and welcome once again to Transformation Tuesday. So today I want to talk about vision boards. Vision boards. This is one of the most popular topics that I've encountered over the last few years in regards to my own workshops, where people tend to really appreciate the information that is shared, gain insight into how vision boards can play a role in their lives and helping them to achieve some of the goals that they've set out for themselves. So in the next, we're going to try about 15 minutes, we're going to discuss what vision boards are, how they work, and why you're missing out if you don't have one, even if you already have a vision board. This is a great time to kind of refresh the information that you may have already previously learned about vision boards, but maybe you're not utilizing them to their full potential. Sometimes I have to remind myself to just focus in on some of the things that I have on my vision boards to get the manifestation and the energy flowing to make these things come true. Interesting, last night when I posted on social media that this would be the topic, I received an influx of messages and comments from individuals who have created their own vision boards, be it through one of my workshops or on their own, and sharing just all the amazing things that have happened. Even individuals who have come to some of my recent vision board workshops sharing that 80% of the things on their board has already taken place, so it's time for them to start a new one. But what are vision boards? What are vision boards? This is, again, information that is foreign to a lot of us. Vision boards are basically a physical, a tangible representation of your goals. Most of us have goals that we want for ourselves or a life that we envision for ourselves. But how many of us have taken the time to actually put these things in a physical representation? Some people write their goals down, but a vision board is aesthetically pleasing. So it is a visual representation. It's a picture of everything you want to manifest in your life. It can be feelings that you want to manifest, maybe happiness and vitality. Those are a few words I have on mine. It could be actual things you want to achieve career-wise or relationship-wise. Anything. It's all personal, but it's a physical, tangible, something you can touch, representation of what it is that you want in your life. The way I think about it is, you know, you think about a builder, someone who may be building a house. A builder never builds a home without a blueprint. Vision boards are your blueprint of your desires and your goals. It's on paper. It's something that you can look at. But unlike vision boards, you don't have to put a whole, I'm sorry, unlike blueprints, you don't have to worry about following any prescribed steps to make these things happen, because the power is in the creation of the vision board and the creation of a vision board that feels and looks good to you. So a vision board actually plants those seeds of desires, and it allows those seeds to take root. So how do they work? What I want to share with you is the scientific explanation of why vision boards work, as well as the spiritual explanation of why vision boards work. You know, in my path, doing what I'm doing, now with you guys today, and helping to enlighten people of their own personal power, I like to rely on a blend of both the science, what I learned in my training of why things work, as well as the spiritual side or the metaphysical side of things. And vision boards contain both of those elements within them. So from a scientific perspective, vision boards work because there's an area in the brain called the reticular activating system, or the RAS. And what that area does, it's the area, we all have it. You're utilizing it now. Some of you who may be in the midst of getting yourself together in your morning routine, or some of you listen to this over the speakers while you commute, your reticular activating system is activated now. It's filtering all the information that we come into contact with on a daily basis. Those are trillions of pieces of information, from the colors of the cars that pass you to the people and faces, even strangers that you encounter on the street. even though you may not think that you are consciously attending to it, your reticular activating system takes all that information in and decides what is relevant to you and what is not. So when you build a vision board and you put things on that vision board that you want, that RAS, the reticular activating system, when those things come into your vantage point, it makes you aware of it so you don't miss out on opportunity. It's sort of like the phenomena that you have when you purchase a car, a new car, used car, whatever. You purchase anything new for yourself. And perhaps before purchasing that item, you've never noticed many of those items out and about on the street, be it clothing, be it a car or what have you. And if you've ever purchased something, and we'll use the car as an example, and after purchasing it, it's like you see nothing but those cars on the street. It's not that there are more cars like that on the street. It's just like it's just that your reticular activating system has now made you aware of that. It's relevant to you. So with a vision board, and I'll give some examples in a minute of how that has worked in my own life, making me more alert to be aware of opportunities that take to make things come true, the vision board plants that seed for that reticular activating system, and it's on the lookout for you. So you have this system behind you, working behind the scenes 24/7 to just not allow you to miss out on opportunity when it comes. From a spiritual perspective, I like to believe that when you place things, when you place these representations of what you want on the board, I like to believe that, you know, your God, your guides, your universe, whatever resonates within you is now on alert and now wants to make these things manifest in your life. So it's working. They're working. God is working behind the scenes to make these things work. Now, I know, again, this stuff sounds like, okay, what's tangible in this? We've never learned this in school. This was something that most of us were taught in our homes. But I tell you, in the 12 years that I've been constructing vision boards now, and I'm now on my fourth vision board, and the people that I've helped construct their vision boards, this stuff works. It works. And we don't have to understand it. Don't get caught up on understanding how it works. I've given you two different kind of scenarios of what makes it work, but don't get caught up on that. Just understand that your job is to create it. Your job is to create this vision board and create a vision board that's meaningful for you and elicits desire and just good emotions when you create it. So who needs a vision board? Anyone with a goal, anyone with goals, anyone who has desires in life, anyone that wants to get to a new place in life, perhaps transform your life, get from where you are to where you want to be. So that's basically all of us, right? Because all of us have, you know, if you're human and if you are just someone who is interested in evolving personally, spiritually, physically, whatever that may be, a vision board is a key tool to help you get there. There's a quote that I have in my book, Blue 7 Steps to Personal Transformation, on the chapter on vision. And it says, ordinary people believe only in the possible. Extraordinary people visualize not what is possible or probable, but rather what is impossible. And by visualizing the impossible, they begin to see it as possible. So vision boards is that first step to really stretching the limitations that you may have placed on yourself. Don't put things on there that you just feel you're able to achieve based on your current situation. You're putting the things on there that you want to see manifest. So personal examples for myself. My first vision board years ago, I created it with a picture of Oprah Winfrey on there because, I grew up watching this woman on television. I adored what she did. It kind of was in line with my own passion of helping people and informing people, making people more insightful about themselves. So I put a picture of her on my board because I wanted one day to meet this woman. Didn't know how it would happen. It wasn't for me to figure out how it would happen. Another item on that vision board was a school that I wanted my boys to attend, my children to attend. But it was a school that at the time, Again, at the time, I knew I could not afford to send them there. This was a private school, over $20,000 a year. And as someone just finishing up school with a mound of student debt, with young children, it was just something that in a rational mind would not have been possible for me. But you don't put things on your board based on, you know, what's rational or what's logical. You put it based on your desires. So just these two things in particular, within 2 years, both of these items came to pass for me. So I was able to, and this was all like based on a fluke with the Oprah Winfrey situation. There were individuals coming and informing me about a contest that they had on a local station about just writing an essay about why you're Oprah's biggest fan. Now, this for me wasn't anything that was going to get me there to see her, but I heard about it, and it was other people who saw my vision boards coming to me saying, hey, you should think about entering that because it'll give us a free party at your house. That was one of the prizes they were offering. So lo and behold, long story short, I entered this contest and had no idea that part of the winning included having a trip, all expense paid trip to the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I knew when they told me that the possibility of making this thing come true was within reach. So not only did I get a chance to go to the show, out of 300 people, immediately as the show started, Oprah Winfrey chose me to provide commentary for her show. Afterwards, brought me and my guests backstage so we can take pictures. And since that time, I've had producers from one of her shows on the O Network fly in to record me as one of the expert psychologists on one of her own shows. I've had three other encounters with her. Again, that's not ordinary. That there is extraordinary. You know, what are the chances that just anyone would have these things happen to them and not have to put so much undue effort into it? But these things find you. With your vision board, your goals will find you. With my boys, the school was, I had a friend again because the reticular activating system works in everyone. So when people came to my house and saw this vision board, it made them alert without them even knowing of some of the goals that I wanted for myself. So it was a friend of mine who years after I created that first vision board called me and said, hey, that school you have on your board that you want your boys to attend, hey, I know someone who is involved at that school and just told me about a scholarship they have available. I'm going to give you her number. And within a few months, my oldest son had a scholarship to attend his 4 years there at that school where he graduated high school from. And my second son, after my son had been there for 2 years, the school reached out to me and asked if I would be interested in a scholarship for him to start sixth grade there. So he was able to attend 6th grade through 12th grade there. Between the two of them, that was over $240,000 of education. Again, that I didn't know how it would happen when I put it on my board. I knew I couldn't afford it at that time, but it was not for me to count myself out of the abundant blessings that are possible when you just place this order. A vision board is just placing the order of what you want. I have clients who, after creating their vision board, have shared with me that within 24 hours, goals that had eluded them for 30 years had come to pass. One client in particular, he was a little hesitant about creating a vision board because this was, for him, something that just didn't seem like, it seemed goofy to him. I'll just tell the truth of what he said. It seemed like something that, you know, how does this work? And he finally agreed to create one, and within 24 hours, he was giving me a call just in total disbelief. He'd been an avid bowler for 30 years on bowling leagues for 30 years and had never bowled a perfect score. And less than 24 hours after creating his vision board, he put a perfect score and a picture of a bowling pin, he bowled a perfect 300, perfect score, and later showed me his ring that he received as a result. More recently, one of my workshop participants came to me, and while we were creating a work vision board, she shared her vision board desire of receiving a grant. She's very passionate about her work, and so she wanted to apply for a grant, and she put a specific amount for the grant that she wanted, $750,000. $750,000 is what she put down. And when I tell you, within 6 months, I received a call from this participant sharing with me that she had received a grant for $728,000. Yeah, a little short than the $750,000, right? But you'll take it. Come on. That's nearly $750,000 grant that she was able to receive for something she's passionate about. And what's even amazing about that is that she's invited me to provide some work on this grant. So it even benefits me. And one of the things that I had on my vision board was an expanded platform to do more things and work with more people. So her achieving her goal has helped me to achieve some of the things on my vision board. And these are just a few of the many, many examples that I get day in and day out of individuals who have harnessed the power of the vision board and made it work for them. Now, some important things to remember is don't get hung up on how vision boards work. In the words of just Nike, and of Nike, just do it. Just create you a vision board. And don't get discouraged by the simplicity of it. I know this sounds simple. We're going to stick some words and pictures on a board, and we're going to look at it every now and then, and this stuff is going to happen. Sounds simple. And it is that simple. It honestly is. I wanted to announce that I will be conducting a vision board workshop next month in July, July 26th to be exact. If you're in the Metro Detroit area, you're welcome to go to Eventbrite. There's an early bird special for the vision board soiree, as I will call it. There's an early bird special going on now for this workshop, and you can come in and just take advantage of this workshop that hundreds of people over the years have taken advantage of and start really putting things in play so things can start manifesting in your life. And that's basically all that there is to vision board, all that there is. So don't really limit the power that you have within yourself to create this representation and make things happen in your life. I encourage you all to just really think about it. If you can, come and join me at my vision board workshop so you can get your vision board started and start sharing with me within the next few months all the amazing, miraculous, just abundant blessings that you've been blessed with. So in closing, I would like to thank you all once again for honoring me with your time this morning, because as I told you before, there's nothing more that I'm more passionate and purposeful about than planting the seeds of possibility in the minds of others. Now, I encourage you all to join my mailing list. If you want to hear a recording of this and share this recording with other people in your life, this recording will be all on my social media sites, which you can have gain access to from my website at drrosemolton.com. And if you don't have a copy of the book, Bloom, Seven Steps of Personal Transformation, you can go to my website to order or Amazon.com to order or download for your Kindle. But I encourage you all to get out there, start harnessing your own personal power. Just play around with it and just be amazed. Be amazed at the wonderful things that will come into your life. So get out there, let these seeds take root, and start living your life in full bloom. Have a great day, everyone.